don't have to show you any stinking brushes.
Bushy, bushy, bushy. Bam.
Bam. I feel like I can't talk right.
Filthy.
I talk over myself.
Filthy.
I can't read lips. Stop, you're faking it.
I love it.
I feel like we're finally wired in.
You want me to take that off? You make fun of it every time it plays.
I've never heard you say anything like that before.
So we're making the intro. We were just putting a random shit in.
Yeah, it's not all random, though.
We still need to put in the challenge. Most prize money in challenge history.
Largest cash prize in challenge history. Guys, whatever he says, I don't know.
If you watch MTV's The Challenge, you have to know that TJ Lavin is probably the greatest soul on this planet, right?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's always so cool, calm, collected, and he just gives the rules, you know, and he makes the contestants feel like, you know, they're family.
He teaches them lessons.
Yeah. He's anti-bullying, he's anti-slut shaming. We're not even 2 minutes in and you've burped on the podcast.
It made me feel good.
We've gotten a lot of calls, a lot of emails about your burping.
Yeah. Read me one. I'll address it.
Guys, this is going to be a quick episode. Trina does not want to record. I had to drag her into the studio.
I'm sorry.
If you're looking at her right now on camera, you can see that she's been dragged through something.
Oh my god.
Looking a little rough, boo. But still beautiful. I don't want to, you know, slum shame.
I look rough right now.
Nah, you look good. I can just tell you're tired.
Yeah, I'm tired.
What are you tired from?
It's an
excellent segue.
Yeah, it's probably from that grueling 8 miles of mud I went through yesterday.
8.2 miles.
8.2, 8.1, I really don't know.
It was 8 point something. Anyways, Trina did the Spartan race yesterday.
I did.
She went with her little gym, had a good time, she killed it. But you've been tired ever since. I've never seen you this tired and whooped.
I was pretty tired after I did the river run.
Yeah. Not like this, though. At least you woke up the next day and could, like, work out. Today,
well,
like,
I'm not that sore. Like, I don't feel sore. I just, like, feel really tired.
Yeah. How was it? How was the Spartan race? Was it worth it?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. The obstacles weren't that bad. I thought I was going to struggle more than I did.
Yeah.
I just won my game of solitaire.
My little ninja warrior. Were you playing solitaire the whole time when
yeah.
we were doing this? No, stop doing that. If I did that, I would be like, I cannot multitask. I don't know how you're just talking to me and playing solitaire. I guess you weren't really here. You're just kind of on autopilot.
I don't usually win either. I always have to like restart it because I'm really bad at it.
You play Texas style where they give you three?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either. I remember there's like the solitaire where there's like they give you three. There's a top card that you have to, you know, send to the deck or send to the rows. And then there's like if you get to the bottom card, you get there. But if you don't move that top card, then you can
keep
never
drawing, right?
Yeah, you have to keep using the threes and you can only draw so many times before your points go down.
Yeah, it's something like that.
We're talking about solitaire right now.
Yeah, you just go on Google and type solitaire and then there like a thing pops up and it says click to play and you just play. But you can only choose easy or hard. There's no like medium.
That's how life is, boo.
It's either easy or hard.
You know?
Yeah, I did the Spartan race.
You had a good time?
Yeah, it was fun.
Would recommend, would highly recommend, would not recommend.
Yeah, recommend.
Yeah. Test your limits.
It's expensive. I would recommend it if like the money's not a problem for you. Yeah. Or if there's like a special going on. It's like $150.
Really?
Yeah.
To run through some mud?
Yeah.
In a field?
Yeah.
Through cow shit?
Pretty much. It smelled like cow shit. That's for sure.
Jesus, man.
Like manure.
Nah, it seemed cool though. Seemed like a cool thing to send like your, like if you had a business, like a good team building thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like help each
It'd be
other
worth
or
it.
Wait for each other.
If it's a tax write-off, send them to the Spartan race. They're having problems in the kitchen.
Team building. All about it.
Yeah. We've been watching a lot of Bar Rescue today. I want to fucking... That makes me just want to own a bar and I know
they
everything
make
it about
look
it.
So hard.
Oh, yeah. The owners?
Yeah. Like, they don't know what they're doing at all.
It's so weird. Like, those... Like,
how did they get a loan for that?
Maybe just the editing makes them look dumb, but these people are so dumb, and they have, like, a business, and they got business loans. But it's,
like, common sense stuff, like the fryer. Like, clean it.
Yeah.
Obviously, right?
Like, I was like, oh, we cleaned it last week, and they had, like
do you not clean your pots and pans at home?
It had, like, 5 inches of soot. And
it's disgusting.
Yeah, it was nasty.
So gross.
Yeah. We're pretty clean, though. I think that's why we say that.
Yeah.
The one lady, we were watching one. It was like a L.A., what was it, Brew House, Draft House?
Los Angeles Brewing Company.
And
that one?
She was trying to critique the beer. And then she's like, this is bitter. And like, that's an IPA.
Yeah. She made it very dramatic, yeah. too.
So that made me wonder if like the editing was sometimes like just over the top.
Yeah, dramatic.
Because that was the only real thing that they had a problem with their beer tap. I don't know.
Or the, what do you mean? Do you remember the hamburger that came out?
That was the hamburger. That wasn't the beer, though.
Yeah.
The hamburger was raw.
That was the only problem they had.
With the beer tap, though.
Oh, yeah. And the lines were dirty, but that's okay.
It was probably the ones they weren't using. That's
okay, but, like, we've seen a lot worse on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, the burger came out raw. Like, yeah. Talk about super rare.
Yeah, dude.
It's falling apart. Disgusting. He's, like, throwing slop on the counter.
It's like pink.
Yeah. Like runny. Not like a good like medium rare pink, like a disgusting undercooked pink.
It's like runny, like a smoothie or a milkshake.
Like, you know, do you remember when we watched Santa Clarita Diet?
Yeah.
How they had to like feed her beef.
She,
it was like that.
Yeah. Drew Beefy more.
Stupid.
Panda, 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 panda. Brings us to our first and only segment on the Cold Feet Podcast. I'll go first. You went first last week.
I feel like I always go first.
Yeah. It's because I get nervous reading aloud.
Really?
Yeah, I get so nervous.
You just read it in your head.
I remember in class, I was
one
like,
sentence.
I could read aloud and like I could read fine. Like I didn't have a problem reading. It's just like aloud. And, like, I would like, count down to see how many people, like, how many paragraphs I would go down.
Yeah, I think a lot of kids did
that. Yeah, I did that too. I'd be rehearsing it.
Yeah, I think that's why sometimes I didn't really retain the information because I was just so worried about, like...
I wanted to say it right.
...how I would sound when I...
Yeah. All right.
I have to get to my paragraph.
My Panda Fortune. It's pretty terrible this week.
Okay.
It's not a fortune. It just says weigh your propositions carefully.
Okay. What does that mean for you?
Weigh your propositions carefully. I don't know. I haven't been propositioned anything. Are you going to propose?
No. You have gotten some new jobs coming up, though.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Took a drug test today for my my big boy job later in May. So
yeah.
Cross my fingers. Hoping that goes well. I mean, I should be fine.
Like a, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
You never know.
But yeah, some new jobs, so you could be weighing things that they offer you.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm working TPC. I got a little server gig. Yeah. So hopefully I'll make some good money.
Yeah, if you guys are out there, go tip Zach.
Yeah, go tip me. Find me somewhere. I don't know where I'm going to be working. It's like one of these companies that like hires 1,000 people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But right at a time. They need 600 people a day.
We got to pay our bills, so just slide them 20.
Yeah. We want to go out to eat sometime.
Yeah.
I got to take Trina out sometime. She could always take me out. It's 2018, but like I got to take her out.
Nah, you don't have to take me out.
It's messed up.
Anyways. You're never too old to learn something new. You're never too old to learn something new.
I say old dogs. Can't teach them new tricks.
You think so?
Yeah. Take Bentley here, for instance. We're at the dog park today, having a good old time. Throwing the football, Trina and I got in a dog, we got in a dog fight today. We got in a fight today at the dog park over Bentley's poop. He went and pooped in the corner. He went and pooped in the corner, and I was going to grab the bag, and I thought Trina had an eye on where he pooped. And I walked over there, I was like, Trina, where'd he poop? She was like, maybe it's this one. I walked where it was.
He
it was clearly
pooped in one
2 days
general
old.
Direction.
Anyways. It was just funny how we were like in the park, like I was being shitty to you, and like you were
oh
like,
oh my god, you're being
back.
So mean.
I was like, why are you being so fucking dumb
and there
right
was
now?
So, yeah, and there was some lady outside, like, I don't know. What if she was like listening to you be all mean to me?
I don't know, but I feel like the fact that we started cracking up because like we realized at the same time, we just started looking at each other and like laughing because like we were fighting over dog shit. Right.
We were fighting over dog shit, and then I didn't want to play catch with him because he's being mean to me. It's stupid.
Didn't want to play catch. That's funny. Anyways, what got us on dog shit?
My
Bentley. Bentley can't learn new tricks.
But I taught him how to shake and sit. Yeah,
but how, Bentley, there's a dog that was coming up to the dog park. And Trina's like, we got to go. It's time to go because Bentley's not good around other dogs.
I just didn't feel like doing it right then and there, okay? I don't know that person.
Yeah.
I would just rather not.
Yeah. GoPro, start recording. Why does it do that? It just cuts out in the middle.
If any of you guys know how to work these fucking GoPros, send Zach an email. Is
he there like a trigger word we say?
He's like in here and just, it's like he's talking to someone. He's talking to a camera and it's weird.
But it turned on and started recording again. Do you hear the, you heard the things, yeah. The beeps?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So, what was your fortune?
You're never too old to learn something new.
I can learn that. I can learn a new thing. I can learn how to work the fucking GoPro.
But you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
But we can't. I think we can.
You're speaking literally of like of a dog. Of a dog.
I was talking about Bentley. Why can't we teach him to interact well with other dogs?
I don't know.
Because you don't let him. We gotta.
Yes, I do.
That was the dog that came to the park that we had to like. We left.
Yeah, I because know of, where that
it was
dog
a huge Saint Bernard.
Yeah, and I just...
It would have put Bentley in his place. Like, he would have been humbled. Sometimes we gotta let little boy, little buddy...
I'm not worried. I've just seen him, like, grab hold of someone, like, of a dog and literally, like, rips, like, pinch skin and, like, get through skin. And yeah. The dog was bleeding.
Yeah.
And that was somebody I knew, so I don't want that to happen with somebody that's a stranger. And then yeah. All of a sudden I have to... I owe this person money, or like they call it, like they try to put him down. I don't know.
Yeah. So. I get that. Well, you're a little scared sometimes.
I just
like
don't want to do it with
your anxiety
a
makes him go cray.
Okay. Well, you don't always walk him correctly, Zach.
All right. All right. That's on me. We'll get off the dog topic. So what was your fortune again?
I'm not reading it again.
What was your fortune?
Seriously?
I keep thinking it's in my head as you can't keep an old dog.
I don't even have to look at the paper
dog,
anymore. You're never too old to learn something new. That will be ingrained into your head now.
You're never too old to learn something new. That's why I kept bringing it up, Trina. There's a method to my...
There's a method to my
weirdness. I think that's good. I think we can leave him with that, unless you have anything you want to add to the conversation.
Did you want to ask me anything else about the Spartan race?
What was the hardest part?
Shout out to Bert Kreischer because he did it too. The hardest part was... Zach just rolled his eyes. Hardest part was probably this like slanted wall thingy. There was like this slanted wall.
And is it because your eyes are already like pretty slanty? So like it was like even more
I'm
slanted?
I'm done. I'm going to throw this fucking fortune in your face.
Slanted wall.
And I hope that...
Were you muddy?
A piece of it...
Were you muddy?
Slices your eye.
Were you all wet?
Yeah. Gross. Yes, I was muddy. The mud was coming up to my waist.
You're all wet.
I'm done. Goodbye. Trina's signing off.
Don't do that. So you're trying to get along this wall. Did you have to like turn a corner?
No, there was just like these like... It was like a slanted wall... With, like, rock climbing hand pieces mm-hmm. for your hands, and then, like, little holes and chain, like a chain.
Hmm.
So you had to get across the wall. But you couldn't, your feet aren't supported by anything.
Oh.
Like, you have to, like, move across it using, like, grip strength to...
Oh, so your feet are hanging off pretty
well,
much
Well, they're
the time.
Not hanging, they're on the wall, but the wall's slippery.
Yeah.
You're
There's
all
no
muddy.
Ledge to put your feet on.
Right.
Basically. Oh, cool.
It was really hard.
Yeah, man. You should do Ninja Warrior.
No.
Start training for a
little
bit.
I don't
think
I would do good at that.
You'd be fine.
No, I think I'm too short.
Really?
Yeah. Some of the monkey bar stuff was a little challenging.
They should have like a women's course.
Because I was, they probably, well, no, they don't.
They don't. The same one. It's all the same. I kind of like that though. Like if you can do it, you can do it. Doesn't matter if you're man or woman. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just be a beast. Remember Beastmaster?
On Netflix. Netflix?
They stole that shit, right?
Right.
They stole Ninja Warrior course. Did.
What was the one where it was like Ninja Warrior, but it was like not Ninja Warrior? It was like obstacles, but they like flop around and like they're big inflatable things. You know what I'm talking about?
Was it like the Japanese game show?
Yeah.
I forgot what it was called, but they have clips on it on YouTube all the time now or on Facebook.
That one was funny.
Like all the throwback clips, yeah. Like they would, like the narrators, it was like a Japanese game show, but like they dubbed it over in English.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were shitting on like, just making fun of all the people on the show. I like that show. All right, well, we can get out of here.
I gotta wake up early.
Yeah, it's your last day at the gym. Last day as a trainer. Mm-hmm. All right, so this has been Cold Feet Podcast. Let us know if you liked it. Leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Comment. Follow our Instagram, Cold Feet Podcast, on all social media. I'm Zach.
I'm Trina.
This is Cold Feet Podcast. We're
peace.
Out.
Peace. All right, everybody, let's go. Here we
go. All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, do you remember when the family was everything?
Lyrics and pop up, doesn't matter.
Oh, do you remember? It was so long ago,
and so much has changed. I wanna go back.
Wanna go back
to those simple days.
Gonna
separate ways.
Oh, times is hard,
and things are changing. I pray to God that we can remain the same. All I'm trying to say is our love don't have to change. No, we don't have to change.
Do you remember back at Granny's house on
Christmas Day?
Ah! How missing.
Do you remember
how we gather round
and sing all day?
We're gonna do the whole song?
And I wanna go back. Basketball and a football game.
In the dog park, in the dog park.
I wanna go back
to yesterday, but it's
not the same.
Oh, times is hard.
Not hard enough, baby.
And things are changing.
Always gets better. But improved.
All I'm trying to say is our love don't have to change. No, we don't have to change.
Times is hard.
And things are changing.
So I pray
to God that we can remain the same. All I'm trying to say is our love don't
for the better, for the better.
No, we don't have to change.
Love you, Trina.
I love you too.
I'll see you on the next episode. I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah.
I'll see you all in the next episode. We love you. It's Cold Feet Podcast. Mwah.
Mwah.